Democrats and Republicans are still divided over what Robert Mueller said in his statement yesterday as he shut down the Russia investigation. The president tweeted, case closed, but Democrats heard Mueller telling them to open further investigations since he was blocked by Department of Justice rules. Well, Mueller was clear about one thing. The Russians interfered in 2016.
And I will close by reiterating the central allegation of our indictments that there were multiple systematic efforts to interfere in our election. And that allegation deserves the attention of every American.
Well, today the president seemed to admit that Russia interfered. He tweeted, quote, "The reports showed I had nothing to do with Russia helping me to get elected." Say what? Reporters took that to mean that in bragging about no collusion, the president unwittingly said Russia helped get him elected. But he backtracked.
No, Russia did not help me get elected. You know who got me elected? You know who got me elected? I got me elected. Russia didn't help me at all.
And the president has supporters in that. Here's Fox News' Tucker Carlson last night after playing a clip of Mueller describing election interference.
Well, that sounds compelling and terrifying. But is it actually true? Have we really proved that?
He went on to conclude, no. Lawrence Norden is deputy director of the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice. They're monitoring election security. Lawrence, first, your reaction. Carlson and his guest weren't talking about collusion. They were talking about whether Russia even interfered. We remember President Trump saying he asked Putin, and Putin said they didn't. Carlson and others still saying that as well.
It's simply wrong. The intelligence community is unanimous in its conclusion that the Russians interfered in the 2016 election. And not only that, they are unanimous in their concern that they'll be back. Finally, it's not just Russia at this point that we have to worry about. And in fact, we just got a report out yesterday that tied Iran to election interference in 2018. So not only is there unanimity in the conclusion from those who have really studied this issue that Russia interfered in 2016, there's also a concern that a Pandora's box has been opened and that we're going to see much more of this in 2020.
This is what we want to do in the next couple of minutes, take a look at what the concerns are. Where are we on preparing for 2020 and, you know, holding at bay both Russian and other interference?
Well, first of all, I just want to take a quick step back. When we talk about Russian interference in the 2016 election, we're really talking about three separate things. The first was hacking of election campaigns and leaking that information. The second was a social media disinformation campaign. And the third was attacks on election infrastructure. We've made progress on all three fronts, but we definitely have a lot more that we need to do ahead of 2020, in particular on the election security front. And the president himself actually raised this today. We still have voting machines that don't have paper backups, which is a real concern. And we have aging equipment around the country that really presents an election security concern. So there are steps that we should be taking to secure that election infrastructure.
We'll start right there because you quote people from different voting areas saying their machines are aging out. They can't even get parts and they can't afford to replace the machines, even though there's been some federal money.
Yeah, we did a survey just this spring. Local election officials in 31 different states told us they need to replace their equipment before 2020. And the majority of them don't have the money to do that. And that's particularly a concern when you don't have a paper backup. If you have machines failing and you need to go back and kind of reconstruct what happened and assure people that all votes were counted, that's difficult to do if you don't have a paper backup.
Yeah. And you talk about making sure that there are post-election audits, you know, having these kinds of election security priorities. But you talk about the other ways that the Russians interfered with the 2016 election. Social media campaigns, for instance, turning Americans on each other, taunting one particular ethnic group, pretending to be another ethnic group and getting them all embroiled. How do you prevent that?
Well, that's very difficult, obviously. I think one thing is just public education. Another is that the social media companies themselves have to make more of an effort getting rid of fake accounts. And finally, for paid political ads, it is illegal for foreign nations to direct others or to purchase themselves political ads. And we need to strengthen the laws to prevent that from happening.
And again, we want to talk more about this as we get closer to 2020. But meantime, Lawrence, what do you do about people who are making a determined effort to say it's not happening, Tucker Carlson among them?
That's a real problem. At the very least, we should have agreement on the facts. And in this case, I think the facts are overwhelming that there was interference. And if we close our eyes to it, we're going to be in for an ugly surprise in 2020. I think a lot of people that are working in elections are working very hard to increase our defenses against this. And that's the good news. But, you know, you don't just have to look at the United States. You look at Ukraine, other Eastern European countries. The Russians and others have devoted a lot of resources to interfering in our elections. And there's a real danger if we can't have a common set of facts around this issue and ensure confidence in our elections. It's what the foundation of our democracy rests on.
Lawrence Norden, Deputy Director of the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice. We'll talk more about election security. But Lawrence, thank you for today.
Thank you.